So this morning I was, Jude and I on the way here were listening to a podcast that was basically like kind of dismantling this ideology that we can tell the Holy Spirit what to do, or like what he isn't allowed to do, or just like these interpretations that, like, I mean, it was specifically speaking of cessationalism and how people have skewed scriptures, and they were looking at specific people that had shared and quoting them and things, and it was just really burdening my heart on this. They were basically just saying like how the cessational doctrine, basically the word, this Holy Spirit doesn't move today, how that, like how it grieves like the Lord. And I just had, it had made me think on my way here, like, man, I think I've done that in so many areas, just because of, you know, fear of man, being afraid of what that looks like to really follow the Spirit and to be a woman of the Spirit. And it reminded me, so I was sitting in my pew, and the verse from Genesis 3:11 came to me, and it's when Adam and Eve have sinned and eaten of the tree, and God calls to them in the garden, and they say, he said, "Where are you?" And they said, "Well, we hid because we were naked." And he said, "Who told you you were naked?" And that's the first thing he said to them was, "Who told you?" Like, that was never an intention of him to let them know that they were naked. They were, and as I'm sitting there, it kind of started to make me cry. And I remembered this note that I wrote, and it says from 2016, it was just sitting on my phone, and it said, "Nakedness, the human form in its natural state, raw, unhindered, and unmodified. Upon being formed, developed, and grown, our bodies don't know the itch and the rub of cloth. Our skin is untainted by its possessiveness. The first man and woman who walked with God knew nothing of covering their bodies and felt no shame when looking at him or into each other's eyes. Like infants, they didn't know the sting of insecurity or the pain of insufficiency." What an amazing thought. And I just want to pray that for our body and for the body of Christ over the world, that Lord, I just pray that we would be unhindered in our love for you. And Lord, that your Holy Spirit would make us like these people, like Adam and Eve, who walked in the garden not knowing, not caring, and not being aware of what other people thought or what they thought of each other. They only were just looking to you. And so, God, I just pray for that, for this church, Lord, that we would be filled with your Holy Spirit and obedient to the Holy Spirit and not critical of people and not critical of your Spirit's movement. And Lord, I just repent of that in my own heart. And Lord, just lay that aside. And just to end, I just want to pray also Hebrews 12, "Therefore, since we have such a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run the race with endurance that is set before us."